Hello, everybody. My name is Ben Reichelt. I'm a graduate student at MIT, and I'm going to be talking about relating hot electron magnetic confinement to hard X-ray spectrum Hall Roms. So there's been lots of recent work in proton radiography and simulations that have shown magnetic fields on the order of 1 megagauss are self-generated within Hall Roms. I have here in the top left portion of the center part of my poster, a figure from a 1999 Physics of Plasmas article where they did a 2D Lasernik simulation of a nova Hall Rom. And you can see that after about a nanosecond, these 1 megagauss azimuthal magnetic fields start to form all throughout the Hall Rom. And these fields are going to confine hot electrons and cause increased collisional energy loss and time of flight delays as they're confined to these Larmor orbits and traverse a longer path length through the low Z Hall Rom fill. And these effects are going to manifest in the hard X-ray spectra we measure. And so by tracking guiding center drift, we can determine the arc length traveled by an electron before it hits the wall. I have here a plot of this confinement function, L, that determines how the arc length traversed by a hot electron in the low Z Hall Rom fill before it hits the wall as a function of the initial electron kinetic energy for my model, given some NIF relevant parameters. And you can see we get significant confinement for moderate energy hot electrons. And the reason for that is I've put into the model here that the E cross B drift is anti-parallel to the grad B drift. And in this case, you get moderate energies being strongly confined because for certain energies, these two drifts will cancel pretty closely and the guiding center will stay fairly stationary and the electron will undergo a very long path length traverse through the plasma before it hits the wall. And so if we compare to some F-flex data from a NIF experiment that was studied by DeWald and a 2016 PRL, this magnetic confinement can alter the X-ray spectrum to have a two-temperature-like profile that we see in the experiment. So I have here on the bottom right portion of the center of my poster a figure of the thick target hard X-ray spectrum we would expect for unconfined electrons that are just moving in a straight line through the Hall Rom until they hit the wall and whose trajectories are not altered by any fields. And you can see that looks pretty much like a normal Maxwellian, whereas the red line is the result from my magnetic confinement model, and it has a very non-Maxwellian two-temperature-like shape to it, which fits the experimental F-flex data fairly well. And with that, I'll conclude my presentation. Thank you.